Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for drug possession found hiding fentanyl and cocaine in buttocks. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Authorities arrested a 32-year-old man on Tuesday night after discovering fentanyl pills and cocaine hidden in his body. According to Campbell County Sheriff's Lieutenant Paul Pinnell, 32-year-old Gabriel Padilla of California was stopped by deputies on Skyline Drive at around 11:20 p.m. for speeding in a white Dodge Dakota. During the stop, a drug canine alerted authorities to the presence of drugs in the vehicle. Inside, they found three suspected fentanyl pills and a small amount of marijuana. Padilla was taken to the Campbell County Jail, where he admitted to having more drugs hidden on him. Before entering the jail, he handed over a green metal canister concealed in the crack of his buttocks. The canister contained 36 fentanyl pills and 3.9 grams of cocaine. Padilla is now facing two felony counts of drug possession. Wyoming certifies primary election amid calls for stricter voting rules. The Wyoming State Canvassing Board certified the primary election results with no reports of voter fraud or significant irregularities. According to Cowboy State Daily, Secretary of State Chuck Gray used the Wyoming State Canvassing Board meeting to push for stricter election security measures despite the recent implementation of laws aimed at enhancing voter integrity. Gray reiterated his concerns, advocating for more changes, including stricter ID requirements and opposition to ballot drop boxes. Gray vowed during his 2022 campaign to eliminate statewide. Although Gray issued an order rescinding them earlier this summer, a number of county clerks ignored the order. Gray said, "I do think we stopped the spread of them." The board also addressed minor issues from election days, such as equipment malfunctions, which were promptly resolved, and certified several write-in candidates for the state legislature. United States Postal Service plans $3 billion cost cut, threatens delays for rural Wyoming mail delivery. The United States Postal Service is planning to cut $3 billion in costs, which could impact rural mail delivery by extending the on-time delivery standard to 5 days, potentially delaying mail in areas more than 50 miles from a processing facility. Cowboy State Daily reported Wyoming residents have one opportunity to voice their concerns during a virtual public meeting on September 5th. The USPS has not provided specific details about how the changes will affect rural areas, raising concerns among residents and officials about the potential delays in essential services like medication and election mail. This proposal follows a previous, still-pending plan that would remove all large processing facilities from Wyoming. To register for the Zoom meeting to make comments, visit the USPS website, usps.zoomgov.com. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.